written in Mendocino. I picked a column that I don't have on the DMV. No one there has ever read it, so I wanted to share something new with them. And the poem comes from, is inspired from, an obsession, which I will show you. And I haven't shared this with many people yet. So what it is I walk along the ocean and I find things. I photograph them. I draw them. This is an example. It's just a piece of wood. And the positioning of it gives it a kind of a dramatic meaning, as you want to see it. And I've done maybe 1,000 of these. And I've only kept about 60 or 70. And here's this one. As you can see, what happened? So there is a poem that goes with this. In fact, I think I submitted it to prison.
Show us the other two frames that you put down on the table.
Yes, I will. This one is a simple one and really kind of looks like a duck. And here he is. This one did not get taken back. Most of them go back to the ocean. So that's another one. This one, for contrast, looks very dramatic. And this is him. So something very tiny, put in this dramatic pose, can really look important.
Well, that's important to know.
Yeah. Now, I don't do them only at the ocean, so I just wanted to show you that when I travel and I'm inspired, I can do them in other places, but the ocean is such a dramatic place. So they show up better. This one was done, I think, in the Auburn Airport, something like that. I can't. And he's smelling the flower. The background isn't as good, but it works. And this one was in the hills of North Carolina, and I found that mushroom, and I did tweak his little eyes and mouth. One of my rules is I don't change anything dramatically. I don't glue, and they're simple. And often, I almost always draw a sketch to go with them, and I often write a poem to go with it. Is the one that I'm going to read. It's a very dramatic one, and that was the final of the four. The walks that I take are very short, maybe half an hour, finding the creature and photographing it and doing the whole thing. Sometimes it only takes a few minutes. So it's like calligraphy to me. That's what it feels like. The poem takes longer.